In my dream, I am standing at a distance and watching a homeless man with a sign that reads, "Hungry, please help." Many ignore him as they pass by. Others throw leftovers at him. A few smile and offer him money. Others offer new wrapped sandwiches and fresh fruit. He places the food in what looks like a pillowcase, then folds the money and puts it in his pocket. He always says, "God bless you for your generosity." The herald has been standing next to me and calls me by my heavenly name. He tells me that many do not know who they talk to, who they help, and who they are not kind to. He says to look again. I see another homeless man with a sign that reads, "Hungry, please help." Some look at and ignore him. Several give him money, which he folds and places in his pocket. I ask the angel how we are to know who to help or not. He says to look again, and I see the first homeless man change into a bright angel. His wings unfold from his back as he becomes very tall. He looks upward and quickly ascends. I ask the herald, "Where is he going?" He says to look again. I watch the other homeless man become an angel, but his appearance is dark and he has a weathered look on his face. His wings unfold from his back and he ascends. I ask the herald where he is going. He asks if he may have my right hand, as he is to show me. I hold out my right hand and I am taken to where I see a mother with several children. She goes to the kitchen cupboards and sees the empty shelves. Next, she enters a closet, closes the door, and kneels. She begins crying and asking God to please help. Now she hears the doorbell ring. As she walks out of the closet, she grabs a towel to dry her eyes. Going to the front door, she finds a man with several bags of groceries. The stranger calls her by her name and says he was instructed to deliver the groceries to her, that several had contributed, and would she please accept them in the love they were given. The herald turns to me and says that God can take the smallest of offerings and make them into the largest, as he owns everything and we own nothing. He says that some have been blessed and God watches how they share. The herald says, "Please come, I am to show you something else." I am taken to where I see a man, his wife, and several other small children as they are praying. They have just received the final notice that they are to leave the home they have. They also will lose their car. They will have no car to use and no home to live in. The herald says that this family has prayed in faith that God will help them, and God always answers prayers, but not always the way they think. The herald says, "Remember that family that donated the food to the homeless man? Look again." As I turn, I recall these are the people that gave the last of their food to help this homeless man. Jesus has said that you are to love one another and that you do this unto the least of these. There is a knock at the door. The father and one of his sons open the door and are greeted by the same man that delivered the groceries before. He calls the father by his name and says he is there to deliver an envelope, and that several had donated to help, and would they please accept this in the love in which it was given. The herald says, "With his own hand, God covers his people. Those who smite his people smite the hand of God. Come, I want to show you something else." We go to a place where a man is handing out money to some who need to purchase drugs. He looks like the homeless man who was the last angel I saw getting money. The herald turns to me and says, "You ask how to know who you are to help. God sits waiting for your petitions to the throne. You are to know that angels from his throne constantly watch over you as his messenger, and that you are under constant protection. You have been shown how angels will be in the form of humans and work closely to complete the work that men will do." The Herald says, "You have already been shown how many are doing God's work but are allowing Satan to use them and to cause unbelief. You were shown that in Psalms 146:3 it says, 'Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help.' Many are listening and following false counsel instead of what God wants them to do. You were shown in the Great Controversy, page 397, 'Let the people of God arouse out of sleep and begin in earnest the work of repentance and reformation. Let them search the Scriptures to learn the truth as it is in Jesus. Let them make an entire consecration to God, and evidence will not be wanting that Satan is still active and vigilant. With all possible deception, he will manifest his power, calling to his aid all the fallen angels of his realm." The angel says, "You are told that those who strike at you strike at the hand of Jesus, and that as they strike at you, you are not to comment, but to keep your silence as Jesus did at the Sanhedrin. Jesus is asked that all choose this day whom you will serve. Do you serve the ones who have misquoted his messengers? Do you serve the ones who have called the messengers of Satan?" Jesus sent a message in the love and rebuke dream. It was ignored and levity was made of it. He gave it again when he instructed on how to test the spirits. Again, it was ignored. He still asked if he will find faith. After teaching how to test the spirits and giving his rebuke, you want to cast out his messages. Many people would rather listen to others than study to know God's voice. You have already been shown how Jesus said that the Eternal Father is waiting for you to take your eyes off finite man and place your dependence on him. Look not to man for your light and strength. Put not your trust in the arm of flesh. Each will have tests and trials and has been instructed as to what to do. You are shown that you are each to stand in defense of truth and righteousness when the majority forsakes you, to fight the battles of the Lord when champions are few. This will be your test. At this time you must gather warmth from the coldness of others, courage from their cowardice, and loyalty from their treason. The Father wants you to be His little children. He says again that you have been shown and taught that everyone who will humble himself as a little child, who will receive and obey the word of God with a child's simplicity, will be among the elect of God. What do you think about each day? Do you pray without ceasing? As a man thinks, so is he. Do you feed on God's word each day? Are you drinking from broken cisterns of the world or from the living fountain of Christ? You must choose whom you will serve. You were shown that when you submit yourselves to Christ, the heart is united with His heart, the will is merged in His will, the mind becomes one with His mind, the thoughts are brought into captivity to Him, you live His life. This is what it means to be clothed with the garment of His righteousness. Are you being faithful light bearers, or are you ashamed of the light? Are you a peculiar people, or are you ashamed of that as well? God is calling you back to primitive godliness. He wants to give you a higher calling. How you respond will determine your destiny. Will you choose pleasures for a season, or the cross before the crown? The choice is yours. Each should know that a character formed according to the divine likeness is the only treasure that you can take from this world to the next. But you are to know that God is not ignorant of how Satan has been working to stop His messages through the messengers He has chosen. You have already been shown when Jesus said that evil angels in the form of believers will work in your ranks to bring in a strong spirit of unbelief. These powers of evils will assemble in your meetings, not to receive a blessing, but to counterwork the influences of the Spirit of God. In this time, evil angels in the form of men will talk with those who know the truth. They will misinterpret and misconstrue the statements of the messengers of God. The Herald says, "Here are just four examples of how some are allowing Satan to use them, and they do not comprehend how they are being used. If these individuals were walking a life close to that of Jesus, would they have done the things they have done?" The Herald instructs me, "Remain in silence as Christ did before the Sanhedrin. Christ is your arbitrator and judge. The Father has seen how the one who calls herself LJ, or Laura Lee Jones, follows the observance of feast days and the lunar Sabbath, even though she has been shown that this is wrong. She does not listen to the voice of God, the Father, but the voice of the Father of lies. She misconstrued statements you made and used them against you. God knows how she contacted David Gates and spoke with a lying tongue, convincing him to follow her, a woman that is led by Satan, the prince of deception. Yes, even the very elect are deceived. David Gates then sinned against God by not following the direction he had been shown in Matthew 18:15. He did not come to you and verify as to the validity of the comments made by LJ. Even though our Father works with him, he was wrong in not following the counsel given in the Bible. The Father has seen how LJ has caused many to doubt the messages of the messenger. The Father waits for these to approach the throne of mercy, to repent and begin a work of reformation. Before the marking angel completes the assigned work given, and it is too late. The Father is asking those who have erred to show their error of their ways and to not walk proudly by not admitting their sins. Jesus has said that in this age, just prior to his second coming in the clouds of heaven, God calls for men who will prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. Just such a work as that which John did is to be carried on in these last days. The Lord is giving messages to his people through the instruments he has chosen, and he would have all heed the admonitions and warnings he sends. The messages preceding his public ministry was, "Repent, publicans and sinners, repent, Pharisees and Sadducees, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Your message is not to be one of peace and safety. As a people who believe in Christ soon appearing, you have a definite message to bear. Prepare to meet your God. The Herald then says, "You did not err when sending your letter to Linda Kirk, as the Spirit of God worked with you. She did not attack the messages you have been given, but you as the messenger. She sent her comments, and Satan used many to convey her twisted misconceptions of you. Being led by the controlling hand of Satan, she caused doubt and unbelief. The comments she made were read and believed by many. The souls that are lost are on her hands, and God will hold her personally accountable. She will receive the weight of the sins of those who fell away, unless she approaches the merciful throne of God and openly confesses to all of her wrongs. She needs to ask if it is better to save her earthly name and character on this earth or repent and receive a new name from God. Right now, God has turned his face from her, and his countenance no longer shines upon her. It was by allowing Satan to use her that she convinced Vance Farrell to send comments out without first following the verse of Matthew 18:15. He also sinned against the throne of the Father by not asking you first if the comments in Linda's letter were true. He allowed himself to become a vessel to be used of Satan. God will also hold him accountable for the ones who read and hold him to a high standard. This is now the time for all to repent of what they have done. Many have called you a false messenger. The messages you have received are messages of repentance. Many have made the comments that the messages you have received are not of God, yet they do not read the messages but allow another individual to read and decide for them. These are dumb dogs. Let all know and understand that each will stand before the throne of God and be judged by themselves. Some have said they are errors in the messages, but when asked to show the errors, they cannot. That is because all messages that come directly from the throne of God do not have errors. The angel now takes me to a room where I observe Jesus with Becky and myself standing before him. He stretches out a bright white cape and places it around our necks. He says, "This is my righteousness that I have covered you with." He then takes a dark blue cape and wraps that around both of us and pulls it tight. The light from the bright white cape now makes the dark blue cape a very bright light blue that emanates from the capes. Jesus steps back and says, "I have covered you with my love and my law. Continue to go forth to all my people. Meet them and share the messages I have given wherever you can. If you are made to feel unwelcome, use the cloth I have given you to wipe your shoes off and proceed on. Where my grace is, I will be." If the spirit of the fallen one is prevalent and works strong in a place, move on, as these are not my people. In his right hand, Jesus holds a small handful of quartz crystals, and in his left hand, a small handful of diamonds. He says, "My people are precious, but few. These are the remnant that I have selected to do my work. There will not be many, but the ones I have chosen will hear my voice as you speak the messages I have given through you. Those that do not hear my voice will not hear nor understand, but those that hear my voice will come to my throne and ask for forgiveness. They will reform from their ways and walk as one of my sheep." Jesus turns from where he is standing in front of Becky and me. He walks over to where the herald and I stand. He comes to me and tells the herald that he and I will walk along together for a while. Jesus takes my right hand and we begin walking along a bright white sandy beach. He says, "I have created all things and made them beautiful. Many no longer want to look at the things I have made for them to enjoy. Watch the birds along the beach and understand how much I love them and how much more I love you. Feel the warmth of the sun as it shines on your face. Feel the sun as you walk along. Listen to the sound of the waves as they come in to meet the shore. Notice the shells that wash up on the shore. These are my ocean flowers, and I have made them for you to enjoy. The fish in the ocean all hear and obey my voice, but those that should serve me do not hear my voice. Soon my work will be finished, and I will come to take my people home." Jesus stops, turns to me, and says, "I have many that do still hear my voice, but there are many who hear the voice of another. I want to show you something that is precious in my eyes." He takes me to where I see an elderly woman. Jesus says, "She has come to my throne many times and still feels filthy, even though she has washed her garments at my feet. Notice and hear what she says. I watch as she kneels and cries. She is telling Jesus that she is old and ready to be laid to rest, to take her place among the great multitude. Jesus says, "I have sent a messenger to be with her." I watch as a very noble angel descends to kneel next to her. She does not know he is there. The angel wraps his arm around this small, frail woman and says, "God has heard your petition, but he does not always answer your request in the way you think. You have studied much and understand. You have a strong faith and a walk with God. The Father has decided that you will not be a part of the great multitude, but even in your advanced age, will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of glory. Jesus says he will continue to serve on our behalf where he is serving right now, and to remember, this is a dream. He is serving on our behalf, but time is short, and soon he will serve no more. Jesus turns to me and says, while there is still time left, tell my people to approach the throne of mercy and repent. Ask them to have the errors of their life erased from the book of errors. Soon the books will be closed, and the errors that are in the books will be closed and sealed and delivered to our Father. While there is time, repent and ask that your name be placed in the book of life. Each must by himself approach the throne of mercy and have his garments washed. I have said before to prepare yourself a vessel that I can pour out my spirit into. Those that I have selected who will serve as those who are they will be able to stand in the last days. When our Father looks down, he will see them as twin brothers. Do this for me, and he will write his name on your forehead. He turns to the herald and says, you know where to take him next. Turning to me, he says, what I have instructed my herald to show you now is for all, as you need encouragement in the blessed hope. Jesus takes my hand and places it in the hand of the herald. Jesus says one more time to continue on and be his faithful messenger, and that our reward is to be with him for all eternity. The herald and I turn, and I find myself standing on the side of a very large mountain. I recall this place from the Watch as I Am Coming dream. I can see for a long ways to the east. I see a small group of people. The herald says, these are those who are they that have survived through the great time of trouble. He says, these are a small group, and there are many other groups all over the world that prepared and perfected their characters. I hear the sound of thunder that rolls back and forth through the mountains, echoing and re-echoing through the valleys and then over the other mountains. This thunder continues on and does not stop, but yet there is a clear blue sky. The herald asks if I understand what I hear. I answer that it is thunder. He says, listen again. As the thunder continues to roll, I look up to the herald with such excitement, as this is the voice of our Father saying that he is sending his Son to deliver his people and has given the time of his appearing. I am very excited, and the herald says that I will not remember the time of his appearing after I awake. My angel says it is time for me to look closely to the east. I see a clear blue sky with no clouds. I then notice a very small black object. It is coming closer at an unbelievable speed. I turn and see the small group come out of their hiding places, and they stand and watch the sky. I watch for a few seconds as the black cloud is now a little larger than a small dot in the sky. I continue to stand there watching, and the herald says to look at the small group. I see their faces change, not in the way they are formed, but they seem to light up with such glory as if God has shined his countenance upon them. The angel instructs me to continue watching this small group. I now see a group of angry people filled with the spirit of Satan, wishing to do harm to God's people. I watch as they try to attack, but these who are they raise their hands, and in the name of Jesus, the wicked fall to the ground. We all turn to the sky and watch as a small black cloud has now grown to the size of a baseball. Everyone stands in a perfect silence and gazes upon the scene, because this is the very first and the only time it has ever been seen. It will never be repeated again. Every eye watches as if each eye is a video camera, and each records this blessed event. This great and blessed hope. We all stand together, Manning holding hands, but in complete silence. I begin thinking that I am not worthy to be there watching Jesus come, that I am such a sinner and cannot be found without spot or blemish. I feel that I should run and hide. I am afraid that Jesus will not find me clean, that I stand before him with all my sins showing. Then I realize a herald is still holding my hand. He says to remain, watch, listen, and remember. I watch as I see the black cloud become brighter and brighter. I now see that in the sky are billions upon billions of angels, each brighter than I ever thought possible. I turn to see the herald become brighter, and he now has an excitement that I have never seen before. I hear him begin singing a single note, and then this expanding multitude of angels join in. The whole earth is filled with a sound that has not been heard since the first coming of Jesus, when he was born from the womb of a virgin. The herald says to look to the west. As I do, I see in a way that I cannot describe. It is as if there is a window in the sky, and the assembled universe is viewing this event. They also understand that this will happen only once. I see the eyes of all throughout the universe transfixed upon the scene that is before us. I fully understand that all will see how God is perfect and those that have followed Satan had chosen wrongly. The herald says to look to the east again. I now see that the cloud is very close and innumerable host of angels is surrounding Jesus. I focus on Jesus and him alone. He sits upon a throne as a king, the prince, the creator, our savior. I see him as before in other dreams. His hair is a bright white, comes through his shoulders, and is wavy, almost curly. His skin tone is that of a deep tan. I see a burning love in his eyes, a love of the love of the love. On his head is a crown made up of many smaller crowns that are attached to each other. In his left hand he holds a long trumpet. It looks like a clear silver that reflects its purity. In his right hand is an old-fashioned sickle. I understand that this is a symbol for the harvesting of his people. His eyes scan the world as if he is looking for his people. I see those that ignored his messages. Their faces turn pale as they realize they had the chance to repent, but they had not heeded the warnings. They now search for rocks to hide under. I see many who had been told to study on their own to know the truth, but they allowed others to make up their minds for them. They now stand all alone. Falling to their knees, they realize they have lost all for eternity. I now hear these, who are they, asking who can possibly stand as spotless as Jesus in this final day of days. Even though the angel still holds my hand, I fall to my knees along with these who are they. The herald is still singing when he suddenly stops, and the vast assembly of angels instantly becomes quiet. It is as if Jesus has stopped the existence of sound throughout the earth. There is a perfect silence. After a short time, Jesus announces that those who have clean hands and pure hearts will be able to stand, and that his grace is sufficient for us. I watch as all the faces of those who are they become bright and shine like the noonday sun. I feel an overwhelming joy. The herald sings a note higher, and the throng of angels sings all together in a song unlike anything that we as humans could ever imagine. The herald continues to sing and becomes brighter and brighter. I turn to see Jesus raise a trumpet to his lips. The sound that comes forth is unlike any trumpet that human ears can imagine. Suddenly, the herald takes me away to the beach of an ocean where I once again see the waves gently crashing the seashore. He says, "This is all you are to see for now. God wants his people to know that now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to put away self-importance, and each must crawl to the throne of God to repent and ask for forgiveness. Each must decide to follow God and to walk in that new way. Each must put away jealousy. Each must know that they will stand alone before God. He asks if each will stand as one of God's or ask to be covered with the rocks and be as dumb dogs. You have been shown the correct path to follow. If the Holy Spirit that God said He would send does not come over the cold heart, then that heart will remain cold. If the naysayers and the discontented walk in a path to cause discontent and spread lies, they will each stand before God to answer for their deeds. This especially applies to those who God has anointed, who spread lies without verifying what they have been told. These are dumb dogs, and God will turn His face from them. When He does this, Satan will take God's place and will have them doing His work. So today, you must decide if you will repent and turn from your ways, or allow Satan to lead you hand in hand to eternal damnation.